for people that's a place to wise up, wise up, yo listen, wise up. You're tuned in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. Fresh Air Community Radio.
Are you listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, or online at KFAI.org? Well, so am I.
Yeah, me too.
Shouldn't everybody?
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
You are listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 in St. Paul. This is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman.
This program will inspire you, inform you, feed you healthy recipes, engage you politically, enlighten you spiritually. Help me name it. I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. Cause you make me feel. You make me feel.
Good evening. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, and we're streaming online at kfai.org. And this is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman, and I'm Kinshasha. We're going to be talking about herbs and tinctures. We've got the founder of an amazing herb company called Dorothy Cox Tinctures. Marcel Parker is our guest this evening. How did your company get started?
I've been studying herbs since I was 16. As I got older, my grandmother, she contracted glaucoma. And so I scoured the earth trying to search for a cure. It was a 7-year project. So I finally developed something that I thought would help someone with glaucoma. And unfortunately, a week before I was about to have my grandmother try it, she had passed away. I kept the formula on the shelf. My brother, he was welding and blinded himself. He didn't use any protection. And so his wife called me, and I rushed over to the house. And when I got there, his eyes were just running tears nonstop. They wouldn't stop. And they were redder than a blood moon. And I was like, wow, I didn't want this to happen to another family member. So I ran back home. I remembered the tincture that I made that's been sitting on the shelf for 2 years. And I went back to his house, and I put 2 drops in his eyes. And like within seconds, right before me, and you could see the sclera in his eye just starting to get whiter and whiter. And then the redness, that veiny redness, looked like bloodshot. It just started dissipating. And just eventually, like within 2 to 3 minutes, it was just, his eyes were clearer than mine. So I was like, wow. From that, I was like, wow, this stuff is really working. And so I decided to make other herbs for different things, like the flu, people aching bones, and arthritis, just about anything you can think of. Eventually, well, COVID happened, and so it kind of like had everybody inside, and people were dying. And so, I prayed, and I was like, man, I really need to fix this. I don't want my family members dying. I just worked just day and night, 18, 20. And one time I stayed up for like 2 days working on just a tincture just for COVID. After a week, I developed that tincture, and I started giving it out to family members and myself. It was very effective. Nobody in our family contracted COVID. 1 month went by, 2 months, 6 months, a year, and still no COVID infections within my family. Over that time, I put the tincture out pretty much across the globe, in California, New York, Chicago, Malaysia, Canada. All my friends that I knew from college, I was just sending it to them. I decided, I should start a company and grow this and share it bigger. I did. I was trying to figure out a name for it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to name this after my grandmother. So that's how I came up with Dorothy Cox Tinctures, and that's how it is.
Why are herbs so effective in healing the body?
Herbs are effective in healing the body. It's because they are a part of us. When the Creator designed the world, He knew that when He designed us, we were going to need some stuff to keep us going. That's how the universe is. It is always building. That's why the earth is still hot 5,000 feet below the surface. It's because it is still living, it is still creating. And to keep that creation strong, it constantly needs that force. And so the herbs have that force inside of it for the human race and for animals. You can have an animal, a dog or a cat, on a leash, and if they're sick, if you let that leash spread out, their body will tune in to the herb in that field, in that area, to heal themselves. It's just how nature is. That's why they work.
Do herbs work for everyone?
Usually they should. When herbs don't work for everyone, it's because something is disconnected. Something is out of balance. I'm a big believer in what the Chinese promote. It's what they called yin yang and qi. It's a balancing system to keep the body whole. When we start having operations and surgeries, start disconnecting this organ from that organ, that disconnection causes the herb that was designed to find the path to connecting and balancing that system together from not happening. For example, I brought this book to show you. And what I mean by that is that people who have cataracts, they'll have a specific type of surgery performed to clear the cataracts, or what they think the surgeon is doing. They think he's healing them, but he's actually doing more harm than good. This is what you call a cilia. They're tiny little fibers, and they hold the lens together to keep it in place. So when you have cataract surgery, they clip that. They clip those little hairs, those fibers. Those fibers are very important because they communicate with the liver and your kidneys. And if they're gone, then when you give it an herb to say, oh, this herb has been proven to detox the kidney and the liver. Well, okay, it's going to try it. And then the liver is going to say, oh, I know another organ that needs this. And boom, it's going to keep looking and searching for the lens, and it's not there. And so that function is going to be shut off. There's no more healing to it. And the sad part is that once they snip those Sicily hairs, they're going to take a fake lens, attach it to your eye, and it's not just going to be able to sit there. They're going to have to do another surgery to affix it to your eyeball. So you have something that's not supposed to be there, and there's no way for the kidney to or the liver to give it the nutrients that it needs to allow that herb to balance that body part of yours. And so instead of ever getting healed, you eventually just grow old and you die with that, what they have replaced you with.
Are you saying that what's going on with our eyes is connected with our organs?
Oh, absolutely. Every part of our body has to communicate some form of fashion with another organ. That's why that detox that we were talking about, your feet has so many pores in it. It's like a city of computers distributing information. That's why when you do a slight bent, it knows and it sends a signal so fast to your head, it tells you to straighten up and balance or you'll tip over. Or you may touch or walk across a little tiny fine piece of a grain of sand. It knows that, and it sends so much information, and that information is sending information to the eye, to the heart, to the lungs, to almost so many other organs in your body, because they are all a part of that brain process. It's like a family letting not just one of her kids know that something's going wrong and we all need to focus in and stop it if it's an attack. We all need to be aware of it, and that's how the body works. It lets every organ that's involved with that little sand on the ground that you step on, that something's not right, we need to fix it right away so that we can be back in balance again. And it works so fast. You have millions and millions of neurons working at lightning speed to get you back on the path so you won't have an accident. It's amazing.
One thing that seems to be really prevalent with a lot of people is floaters in the eyes. Where does that fit into this conversation in terms of imbalances in the eyes?
Sight is balance. So if you have something in your eye, if you cover your eye, now your brain is telling you, I can't do this, because it's used to having both eyes visualize what it's perceiving. If you have something blocking both your eyes, now your brain is really telling, you know, your body, we can't do this. We need to fix this. This isn't comfortable. In order for it to be comfortable, everything has to be set right. It's important that everything is working properly. Otherwise, it will feel like this has to be fixed. Otherwise, it's not going to operate right.
Are the floaters connected to organs too? Are they toxins in the eyes? Is that why they happen?
They're not so much as toxins. It's more like too much of something. Just like too much of yin and yang, it's like you give a kid too much sugar, too many vegetables, too much calcium, you can get a buildup. So what's happening with these floaters is that when you get too much cholesterol, it causes haze to build up in the lens. Everything else is working properly. The signals to the optic nervous system, the level of blood, the ocular pressure in your eye, everything is stabilized. What's not balanced and is where your optic nerve is sending signals telling you the eye isn't seeing the way I want my brain to see. And it's trying to tell you, fix this. And so the way we fix things, instead of listening to our brain, is we run to a doctor and the doctor tells us that you need surgery. The brain is going to tell you, don't listen to this doctor. That's not what I mean by fixing this. What it will try to do is it will try to move you to an herbal essence. You have something in your hand that's natural. If you bring it close, you can feel it. If it's good, you'll draw to it. If it's not, your body will draw away from it. And we do the same thing when we're in front of a technician, a doctor, or a lawyer. We can feel that aura is either good or bad. When it comes to our eyesight, our body will pull us to thinking natural, how to get rid of this in a natural way and not cutting stuff out. When we do think of cutting out, we have a lot of doubt. So it's something innate that, you know, the Creator has designed in us to make us want to reach and try to figure out answers to how we can heal ourselves naturally.
We're talking this evening with Marcel Parker. We're talking about herbs, and we're talking about Dorothy Cox Tinctures, which is his business that is doing amazing things as far as helping our bodies heal from a lot of different problems. Seeing that we're on the eye, I think I'm going to stay right there. Talk to us about the eye wash that you've recently introduced.
The Co7 Irs, it's a really good eye wash. I designed it to target different parts of the eye as a whole, as an organ. We generally are taught maybe about 5 or 6 major parts that we can visually see with the human eye, you know, the iris, the pupil, and then we may get a picture of a few muscles that they show. But the eye the organ is the size of a city inside of it. And each part has different parts that delegates different things and functions of the eye. It has so many layers to each section. It's just amazing. It's like, I'll show you this picture. This is just a tenth of what the eye really is composed of. When you go to school and you learn more and more about it, this little book turns into an encyclopedia the size of 2 libraries. Amazingly, we don't have to learn about all those details. I mean, the Creator has made it so simple for us is that He's put all that information in the plants and the herbs, and they hold that DNA that's needed to heal infected parts of the eye. I was just having a conversation with my aunt in Chicago, and I was telling her the mother's breast milk, which is also related to people having eye problems, is essential for new moms to feed their children breast milk, because what's inside that breast milk is, on a cellular level, the specific DNA to heal different parts of the body. So you have a stem cell for the kidney, the lungs, the heart, the eyes. And when we wean the kid, the infant, away from that formula, that milk formula in the woman's breast, their organs aren't developing fully. In some countries, you have mothers who will breastfeed their kids until they're 5 or 7 years old. Smart for them, because it takes that much time to fully develop. We're taught that we can take the kid off the breast milk and feed him a bottle, and then we usually are familiar with seeing kids off their bottle after 3 years old. That's bad. Look at what's happening to them. Some of them are developing skin diseases, eye diseases, respiratory dysfunctions. It's a slew of problems that is caused by not allowing the body to completely be nourished. One big part of that is the eyes. We have so many blind people, you know, millions of blind people every year in just the U.S. alone, and it starts from infancy. One solution to healing eye problems is getting mothers back to using breast milk and not formula.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue. It's Cole Diamond's birthday, and the party will be at the Turf Club Friday, July 3rd. Honky-tonkin', outlaw country rockin', Cole Diamond celebrates his birthday with his birthday party show and the release of his new EP, Trailer Park Troubadour. Drawing on influences that range from Waylon Willie to Brooks and Dunn, Cole Diamond delivers a modern take on a classic sound. Opening the show are Cowboy Thoughts, Lone Rock Ride, and Turn, Turn, Turn. More information about Cole Diamond's birthday and EP release show at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
I know that one part of the formula for the eyewash is castor oil. Why is castor oil good for the eyes?
Many, many reasons. One of my favorite is that it is a great lubricant. And I can remember when I was like 17, 18 years old, doctors and scientists saying, don't use that, it's too harsh on the eye. Biggest lie ever. I think it was just promoting companies could make more money. I don't know. It's a false lie. It's a natural lubricant for the eye. It's got nutrients without any parabens in it. It's hexane free, meaning that it was not processed with a machine and it wasn't utilizing other chemicals to filter it to make it look clear. It is cold-pressed. It's really cooling to the eye. The nice thing about a cooling system from an oil is that there's no burning. And the eye needs to be cool all the time because when you think about it, it's taking in information 24/7. Even when we're sleeping, the eye is visualizing sometimes or it's dreaming. And so that can create a lot of heat. There's a lot of motion in there that we can't see unless we put an infrared machine in and we start seeing these images and how much movement is really in the eye. I decided to use the hexane-free castor oil because it holds those properties and allow it to do that, to keep it cool while it's working.
Does it make your eyes oily?
It will put a oil film on it, but your eye will release a certain type of tears. Your eye has three types of tears that it will release. One of the tear types will allow that oil to dissipate excess of the oil that's on the eye. It will find its way to the aqueducts and it will come out. One thing that's really amazing that I've learned is that the eye and the brain are probably one of the only two organs in the entire body that share a pathway to excrete waste. What's amazing about it, if your eye ducts are clogged, sometimes people get infections and it's clogged up and they may get conjunctivitis or something like that. It doesn't stop working there. It uses the backup system that the brain uses and it flushes it out that way and then eventually goes through your body and out into your bowel. It's just interesting that it was just those two organs are the only ones that have that kind of like emergency escape system. As I was thinking about it, I was like, why would he do that? And then it dawned on me, it's because a lot of times when something gets in our eye, we tend to do this and rub and rub and rub. And he thought about that. He was like, well, if this is a really sharp object and they're rubbing and rubbing and rubbing, got to figure out how to get this out without them killing their eye or cutting their eye. And so once it takes that second path, it has different types of enzymes that will literally make it disappear and you see something. When you rub your eye, you're just like, man, I know what's in here. I know what's in here. What happened to it? Well, thanks to the creator, he figured out that you would probably scratch your cornea or something. And so it quickly dissolves, and it takes that second path until it's small enough or until that other infection or whatever is gone so it won't contaminate your eye.
What kind of results have you seen from the use of the eye wash?
Oh, amazing results. I used to wear bifocals, like really thick ones. I'm talking about pop bottle bifocals. And a month and a half to 2 months, I didn't use them. I was at the eye doctor and I was telling him, I was like, these contacts, they don't work anymore. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you know, they're blurry now when I try to wear them. He says, I make those 20/20. He says, you're thinking about it too much. I'm like, what? What do you mean I'm thinking about it too much? I said, well, you can take a look. And as he was writing down my information on my eye chart, I guess he forgot. He handed me the contact lens. And I said, well, I guess he wants me to take them out. And so I took them out and I put them in there. And I sat my chin up on that little thing. And he said, what do you see? I said, oh, I see everything. He said, I told you those are 20/20. I says, I see with my eyes everything. I said, I put the contacts in. He says, when did you do that? I says, when you were writing over there my information. He says, you don't have your contacts in? I says, no. He says, I told you they make them blurry. You want me to put them back in? He said, no. He says, what have you been doing? So I told him, I said, I was just taking vitamins. I didn't tell him about the tincture. The tincture has saffron in it as well. And saffron is another cooling agent, and it's also a great nutrient for the optic nervous system. When you give the optic nerve the nutrients that it really needs, it will manage the nutrients to the different parts of the eye. All parts of the eye don't use bilberry. The eye uses different nutrients for different sections of the organ. The lens needs nutrients that will keep the eye lens moist. The hexane-free castor oil helps do that without it getting a cloudy film. And then I have several other herbs in there that washes the blood. There are different blood vessels, little tiny veins. Every part of the body needs a different nutritious amount of vitamins in that section to give it that proper amount. And the body will do that. The optic nerve will kind of registers a lot of that stuff to go to those sections of the eye. And so you have bilberry, you have zeaxanthin, lutein in there in the formula. So many other things that works just specific parts of the eye so that it will be healthy. And then along with that, the tincture that I designed, there are muscles that also needs to be nurtured. One way of doing that is when you have to physically touch your eyes, we're taught not to touch our eyes. If we don't touch our eyes, over time, what will happen is that instead of getting this spear shape, they will start to flatten like an oval shape. And then that's when we start not being able to see far distance and nearsighted, and all that stuff starts to deteriorate. And so one way of doing that is to gently exercise the eye, which is another reason the hexane castor oil is so important, is because if you rub your eye right now where it's just kind of dry, that can be quite bad for your eyes. But if your eyes is lubricated now, it's easier for it to adjust to motion or outside motion. Usually when we're younger, we use our eyes more, and so we don't have to exercise them. We're doing it by our activity. But as we get older, we need to physically touch our eyes and shift them up and around and down, folding. And then when you cup it like that, you'll see the color red. We are used to seeing red, blue, green, yellow, and orange. And so when you do it like this and you see the red and yellow, it's kind of like the sun in your eye. And so the optic nerve is registering that, and it's letting it know that to shut the eye and relax the muscles, relax the lens. Everything is relaxing now. And when you lift it up, it starts to cool. And that's a process that the human eye needs in order to start healing. And the more you do it, the more it starts to remember, and it starts to eventually do it on its own. We are taught about four muscles, this one on top and bottom, and then you have two on the side. You have what you call a sphincter muscle around your eye close to the lens. That muscle, if it doesn't contract properly, then you get weak vision. But when you start doing the exercise, that muscle memory kicks in, and it starts learning that it's supposed to get tighter and tighter and tighter. When you're trying to look further away or when you're trying to look close, it knows to loosen up so that anything that's close can be clearer. That's how important it is probably not to have some of these surgeries that you're talking about, because once you clip it, then it's affecting all those other things. And in order to get those fixed, to see 20/20, if they claim they can do that, you're going to need that back. There's no way to get that back. Once it's gone, it's gone. That is one thing I'm working on, how to regenerate different types of cells. But then that comes to what they call stem cell technology, and the world is against it. Stem cell technology is actually really good for the human body, because the stem cells that we have naturally are the ones that they can use to rebuild these tissues and organs. So if a person gets shot in the kidney and there's no kidney donor, then they can use those stem cells from a healthy organ and grow them and replace that organ. But we have so much politics and stuff like that in these things that they think scientists are literally taking an organ and they're trying to manufacture it in a farm. Can't do that. you need a real organ to be able to utilize this stem cell technology. If I can get my hands on somebody, I would be able to utilize the herbs, you know, using stem cell technology and herbs together will quickly allow us to heal people faster. Herbs is just one part of keeping human life healthy. Using technology properly is the other part, I think, in our time.
One thing that seems to be really prevalent with a lot of people is floaters in the eyes.
Yeah.
Where does that fit into this conversation in terms of imbalances in the eyes?
Sight is balance. So if you have something in your eye, if you cover your eye, now your brain is telling you, I can't do this, because it's used to having both eyes visualize what it's perceiving. If you have something blocking both your eyes, now your brain is really telling, you know, your body, we can't do this. We need to fix this. This isn't comfortable. In order for it to be comfortable, everything has to be set right. It's important that everything is working properly. Otherwise, it will feel like this has to be fixed. Otherwise, it's not going to operate right.
Are the floaters connected to organs too? Are they toxins in the eyes? Is that why they happen?
They're not so much as toxins. It's more like too much of something. Just like too much of yin and yang. It's like you give a kid too much sugar, too much calcium. You can get a buildup. So what's happening with these floaters is that when you get too much cholesterol, it causes haze to build up in the lens. Everything else is working properly. The signals to the optic nervous system, the level of blood, the ocular pressure in your eye, everything is stabilized. What's not balanced and is where your optic nerve is sending signals telling you the eye isn't seeing the way I want my brain to see. And it's trying to tell you, fix this. The way we fix things, instead of listening to our brain, is we run to a doctor, and the doctor tells us that you need surgery. The brain is going to tell you, don't listen to this doctor. That's not what I mean by fixing this. What it will try to do is it will try to move you to an herbal essence. You have something in your hand that's natural. If you bring it close, you can feel it. If it's good, you'll draw to it. If it's not, your body will draw away from it. And we do the same thing when we're in front of a technician, a doctor, or a lawyer. We can feel that aura is either good or bad. When it comes to our eyesight, our body will pull us to thinking natural, how to get rid of this in a natural way and not cutting stuff out. When we do think of cutting out, we have a lot of doubt. So it's something innate that, you know, the Creator has designed in us to make us want to reach and try to figure out answers to how we can heal ourselves naturally.
We're talking with Marcel Parker this evening on Health Notes. We're talking about herbs, how the body heals itself, and the things that we've been taught to do, which, instead of really enhancing our healing, actually disrupts our healing. What other kinds of tinctures have you created?
I've created a lot of different types of tinctures. I only have about 4 or 5 of them that I put on the internet. I have a tincture for throbbing ears. Castor oil is amazing. It's part of that formula. It's kind of like sweet oil and castor oil mixed together. It takes away that ringing. I have product for skin diseases. A lot of people have diseases that spread, and I have a cream that you put on your arm within a couple of hours. You don't have all that itching. If you have deep rashes, it'll go away. I have products for lungs, for chest pain, for arthritis. I have a client who hadn't seen the palm of his hand for 36 years. Him and his wife, they drove 6 hours from somewhere in Minnesota to my lab, and I was like, you know, you could have just went on the internet and ordered that. And they was like, no, we don't trust the mail system. His wife had given him the reboot tincture that I make. They were watching television. She said they were sitting down in his chair and she was in her chair, and she noticed him practically crying. She walked over to see what was wrong with him, and he had opened his hand and he showed it to her. She hadn't seen his hand in the palm, the center. in over 36 years. She had given it to him in 10 minutes. I was like, are you serious? I said, yes. She said, in 10 minutes, my husband's hand actually opened up. They was like, we have to find out where this stuff is being made. And so they drove out to the lab. They bought a couple of bottles, a couple of more bottles.
This is a cream?
The Reboot is a tincture. This tincture has about 72 different herbs in it, designed to regulate different parts of the body. It detoxes the kidney and the spleen. The reason many people get arthritis is because, like I was saying, when that communication system between the liver and the kidney can be disconnected if we do certain things to our body. It could be surgery, it could be trauma, it could be abuse or an injury. What the herbs will do once you ingest the herb is when it gets into your bloodstream, it will look to see what has been disconnected. It will try to communicate with the other side. It lets it know that it's okay to reconnect to heal the initial problem. The reason surgeries, I think, fail is that they don't try to find out where the core issue is, why the eye isn't singing versus just thinking about cutting this part to get artificial vision. That's not what they should be doing. They should be researching on why the eye isn't seeing. That way they can develop or utilize the herbs that will help make that part of the eye healthy again. When people get conjunctivitis, the duct gets clogged up. So instead of trying to figure out how to unclog that, they'll instead give them some steroids or some type of medicine. It inflames the eye more than anything. Over time, that steroid is lessening circulation and is lessening the eye the ability to absorb nutrients that it needs to fight the infection. And so what the co-saphroniris does is it opens up the aqueducts that's clogged, and it allows the pus and the infection to drain itself out the eye, and at the same time is lubricating everything from the cilia hairs. And then it will penetrate through the lens, clear up some of the cataract problems that it's having. So once it's allowed to connect to the other side, it starts to trying to find every other part of that organ that needs help. That's how amazing the herbs are.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting the Rebirth Brass Band, Sunday, July 12th. New Orleans Rebirth Brass Band was founded by brothers Phil and Keith Frazier over 35 years ago. They began their career playing on the sidewalks of the French Quarter and quickly landed gigs at second-line parades. Their sound pays homage to the New Orleans brass band tradition while incorporating elements of jazz, funk, soul, and R&B. More information about Rebirth Brass Band at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Talking with Marcel Parker this evening on Health Notes, and we're talking about his amazing herbs and tinctures, eye washes. You were talking, Marcel, about the reboot tincture that you have, and you said it has about 72 different kinds of herbs in that tincture. Is it resetting the body?
Yeah, that's why I call it a reboot. It is literally resetting all of your immune systems. We speak of one or two immune systems. The sinus immune system, we refer to it as the cold, the immune system to help you combat common cold. Your body has a multiplicity of immune systems and mucosal systems. You have a mucosal system for the eye, a mucosal system for the kidneys, the lungs, the heart. And these mucosal systems can be clogged up when viruses attack them. What Reboot does, it seeks out the invader, which is, for example, the common cold or COVID. It has inhibitors in it to prevent it from making that connection. Learned on the news where they spoke of like a protein spike cell where it engages with the system. And by allowing it to engage, it kind of downloads the virus package into the immune system and basically hijacks it and starts replicating. So what this attempts to do is boost your immune system. At the same time, there's an army of things going on with it. For example, with the flu, what it will do is that it will place these inhibitors in front of it and mirror the actual flu virus to make it think that it has completed its job. So the best way I can explain it is it's like a helicopter hovering. It's just staying there. It's not going to do anything. And if it stays up there too long, eventually it'll run out of gas and, you know, come down to the ground. And so that's what this stuff does. It mirrors it, and so it's not going anywhere. It sees itself, and it knows that. And every direction it goes to, it just keeps seeing itself, so to speak, until the virus is weaker than the immune system. And while it's doing that, other herbs that are working with the immune system will send messages to our T cells. Our body has like levels of immune armies that can be called up to defend the infectious area. And so while the flu virus is just hovering there, the T cells are coming up much stronger ones versus the ordinary ones. In the army, you have like, you know, just the regular army, then you have the Marines, and it goes up. That's the same way the body works. And so this time, the T cells that are coming to fight the COVID or the flu virus are going to be more successful in killing it off or giving your body the nutrients needed to kill it off.
You also created kind of even stronger reboot called...
That one is Infinity. That's for people who have COVID-like symptoms or lingering. Let's say they got the COVID or they got the vaccine. They have some after effects, maybe soreness in the arm or really nagging cough, like whooping cough. This stuff, it helps them get over those symptoms so that they won't be stuck with them. Because some people who have these after flu symptoms can be stuck with them for years out.
Ultimately, what's true about the herbs is the herbs help the body to communicate so that the proper defenders in the body come in and do the work that they're supposed to do.
Exactly. If the immune system is weak, if the immune systems are weak, then viruses and bacteria can take over and make multiple hosts of viruses, because in each stage of the body, the virus is replicating and changing. So the same amount of, for example, COVID that's attacking the kidneys is going to be different or maybe stronger than the ones that is attacking the lungs. what Reboot does, for example, with men, a lot of men were dying from COVID faster than women back in March and April and June. And so what I did when I designed Reboot, I fortified it with other herbs that would protect the male procreative glands, because COVID was sending most of its little armies down to our alveolar sacs just beneath the lungs. Its job was to crush these alveolar sacs so that oxygen would not be able to be produced and pushed up and back up into the lungs. The Reboot will work its way to the male reproductive organs and it will shill it. So now when COVID would call back, since it wasn't successful in destroying the alveolar sacs, it will call back towards the male glands ineffectively. And so by the time it got back, the Reboot is now healing the alveolar sacs. And so now you have these two armies working together more, like I was talking about. They're able to communicate with each other to the point where the virus is getting smaller and smaller and smaller until it's gone. One of those herbs that will do that, it's called Scoot. So it also helps regulate blood pressure, destroys viruses that farm in vital organs like the lungs, the kidneys, organs. And you're probably thinking, why didn't COVID do that for women? Well, women are constantly having a flushing of their system, of their iron system. And so the viruses are so intelligent, they're not going to hibernate where they know that they're going to be dumped out. That's a really good creative mechanism that women have.
You also have a tincture for children. Aren't most kids fairly clean? And doesn't it take time for the misinformation to begin to happen?
It's very true. Everything you said is true. The thing about children is that children have a more robust immune system than adults and youths. A kid that's 6 or 7, the immune system, I'd say, is like at 90. A teenager is going to be between 60 to 80. And then the adult is going to be between 45 and 60. The stronger the immune system, the greater chance they have at surviving attacks from viruses and bacteria. The problem is that it can build up to a point where it has saturated the organs to the point where now the immune system start to get weaker and weaker and weaker. And so for a kid to have COVID in them, for example, for 3 or 4 months and not know it is very dangerous. It's because now they're 3 or 4 months away that they could have been getting help before it build up that strong. And what I'm trying to say is that when we allow kids not to get some type of vitamin or herbal nutrient in their body before it gets out of control is really bad. This is more preventive. We need to be preventive and not wait for it to happen. This version of the COVID formula is called Kid Youthy. It's for kids and teenagers. It's a vegetable glycerin-based tincture, so it has no alcohol in it. And the reason I put the glycerin in there is because kids and teenagers, they're not fully developed. And so an alcohol-based tincture may disconnect some of those things because their bodies aren't strong enough to handle the alcohol. It has the same formula that Reboot has, but it's just a glycerin base. It will do the same thing of getting rid of COVID that it would do for an adult. It's a very effective one. I like it. And it has more like a sweet taste. I think you tried the adult version of Reboot. That one's strong. And I had to make it stronger for adults because the immune system is weaker.
Will these herbs help strengthen our immune system?
Yes, yes. It will quadruple your immune system. It is not just boosting your immune system. It is giving your organs a reboot. And what I mean by that is most of us experience it. You get so tired, you take a nap, and you wake up recharged. This is what Reboot will do for you. It will do that to your cells that needs the nutrients, because your cells are constantly turning on and off. And the moment they turn off, Reboot is kicking in. And it is coating it with nutrients that it needs. And so when it wakes up again, when it's turned back on, within that billionth of a second, that cell is going to be like fire, whereas before it was like a snail. And that's just how fast it works. So when you ingest it under your tongue, your capillaries will open up pretty much like a clam does. For a few seconds, I'd say 10 to 15 seconds, it's going to start going into your bloodstream. going to different places throughout your body. That's how fast it works.
If someone listening is interested in getting some herbs or finding out more about your herbs, how can they connect with Dorothy Cott Tinctures?
The website. You can go to dctreboot.com and you can read all about the tinctures that's posted on the web. I believe a person should know exactly what's going into their body, so the actual formula is actually on the web. Every herb is so perfectly measured. If you put too much of one or too much of that, you can cause yourself to have a fleet of health problems. Herbs don't have side effects, but you can create them if you abuse them. I always advise people, buy the tincture. It's simple, and believe it or not, it's very expensive to make, and so I know you don't want to go out and try to buy all these herbs. One bottle of that tincture, you'd have to go out and spend about $3,000 of product just to make that one bottle. It's not worth it.
Any last words of wisdom for our listeners before we say goodbye? You've certainly provided us with so much information.
Share the website with your friends. Try it. I guarantee you'll love it because you'll feel your body rebuilding, rebooting. You'll start feeling better. If you have pain in your body, you'll feel it dissipating. The Cosepinaris tincture really does help your vision. In about a few weeks to a month, a newer version of it will be coming out and it will be even better. You'll start regaining better vision. Cataracts is one of my goals, to obliterate cataracts so that people won't have to see through cloudy windows in their eye. That's what I would like to tell people. Don't be afraid of herbs, because herbs are our friend and they really do work.
And we've been talking with Marcel Parker this evening on Health Notes. DCTReboot.com
yes.
is the website. All the information that you need is right there. Probably one of the most important pieces of this conversation is to remind us that as we create that balance again in our bodies, and one thing that unfortunately we have lost is that we forgot that the body knows how to heal itself. Many of the things that you're talking about, we've been told that we can't heal from them.
One other thing I'm going to start doing is, if you have a different ailment like glaucoma or leukemia or something like that, and things have not worked out for you, if you contact us on our website and send me a note and tell me exactly what type of leukemia or what type of kidney disease or liver dysfunction you're experiencing, I will look into it and I'm going to start customizing tinctures for people, because people don't always have the same type of kidney failure. There could be other reasons why they're having them. And so when they try to use just one form of medicine to help the masses, it does not work. There could be a multiplicity of underlying problems. And sometimes it takes as much as one or two herbs that can connect that path that has been disrupted, and they'll be fine.
Life-changing. Marcel Parker this evening on Health Note. To learn more about Marcel's herbs and his work, go to dctherbs.com. Again, that's dctherbs.com. The most accurate measure of our worth is how much we value ourselves. When we value who we are sure to draw to us others who value us as much. When we are needy, deficient, lacking confidence and self-esteem, we will find others in situations and among people that reinforce those views. The first step in building relationships is learning to value who we are. We cannot convince others how wonderful and marvelous we are if we do not believe it. We must first convince ourselves. If we repeatedly find ourselves in situations where we are treated badly, we are responsible, not the other person. When we find ourselves in situations where we do not feel wanted, we must have the courage and confidence to leave. Our sense of worth must come from within. When we have that, we can expect those in our relationships will value us as well. Affirmation. The wealth of my spirit is the light of my world. That comes from the book Acts of Faith, Daily Meditations, Iyanla Van Sant.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. But I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. My share. I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. So here's to life. And every joy it brings. So here's to life. To dreamers and their dreams. How the time just flies. Our love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life, and every joy it brings. Here's to life, for dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and all that's good.